Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
All right, there are things I did not expect on a Sunday morning to wake up to. One of them was what happened at around midnight last night. No, nothing personal. It was an NBA story that it made everybody kind of go, wow. Yeah, welcome to it. Welcome to a Sunday morning live from the Northern Kia Studios. A little after 10 in the morning, John Fricke with you. All right, we have a couple, 3 hours here to talk, you and I, the way the show works. You call in at 404-726-0929, and we chat. And whatever happens to be top of your mind, I tweeted out earlier, for example, this whole thing with a square on Mars is so weird. Oh, my God. Back at the studio, running the ship, doing everything, and I mean editing, okay? That would be Noel White. Noel, how are you?
Not too bad today, John. How you doing? How did you enjoy last night's game?
I didn't. I had to do the pre and post. And doing the post game last night was not so much fun.
Yeah,
I know.
And it continues.
But we'll see. I mean, they play Detroit on Monday. Then they come home on Wednesday to play Wemby. And then by Thursday, of course, trade deadline comes, and I'm sure that they're going to make a deal now. We'll get into all that, you know, as we progress. Because if you didn't hear the news, the major news last night, late last night, a stunning trade. You may have heard, obviously, you know, Greg and Sam talking about it. The major news, of course, came down that the Hawks traded a former number one Hawks pick. Well, the Hawks didn't trade him. The Mavericks did. But a former number one Hawks pick was traded in a stunning trade with his, you know, at first everybody's like, nah, that didn't really happen. Come on. It's just like somebody's trolling on the internet. They're trolling on X. Luka Doncic to the Lakers. It was actually a three-team deal. The Jazz were actually involved. And everybody's like, Jazz were involved? Yeah, sort of. Yeah, kind of. They were there to help facilitate the deal. So, yeah, Luka goes to the Lakers. The whole trade was Luka and Maxi Kleber and Markieff Morris to the Lakers. And then the Lakers send Anthony Davis, Max Christie, and a 2029 first-round pick to the Mavericks. 2029. What is the year right now? I'm just curious, Noel. It's 2025?
Right now we're in 2025. Mm-hmm. So 4 years off.
So, yeah, 4 years ago. Yeah, that's a...
Yeah.
You know, is that, we don't care about that. What, the 2043 first round pick wasn't available?
The conversation okay. Threw me too, John. I was like, huh? That's...
2029?
That's it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the Jazz, by the way, the Jazz, nobody's talking about the fact that the Jazz got Jalen Hood-Schifino.
They did.
And two picks.
And some second-round picks. They did.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, they got nothing.
Yeah,
but
bubblegum.
Just helping match up contracts there a little bit. I don't know. The two important numbers, well, there's three or four, to understand in this shocker of a deal here, the two most important numbers are 270 and 345. Okay, those are the two most important numbers to understand because Dallas called the Lakers. Let's all be clear. Dallas picked up the phone and called the Lakers and said, would you like Luka? Because of the two numbers, 270 and 345. The first number, 270, is reportedly the current weight of one Luka Doncic, 270 pounds. And he's like Zion, but just a little bit west. You know, he's eating himself into oblivion here, apparently, and the Mavericks are fed up with it because they claim his weight is what's causing these injuries, and they're like, dude's not playing because he weighs 270 pounds and he doesn't want to get in shape. And then the 345 is the Mavericks were faced at the end of the year with supermaxing him on a new contract for $345 million. And they went, yeah, we haven't won a title. He's 270 pounds. We don't really want to pay him $345 million. You're like, why would the Mavericks trade Luka? Why in the world would they do that? Because of 270 and 345. He weighs 270 pounds, and they don't want to pay him $345 million. So they went, what can we get for him? So Dallas picks up the phone and calls the Lakers and says, you guys want this dude? And the Lakers go, yeah, well, yeah. What do you want? We can't give you LeBron. You want Bronny? You want Bronny? And the Mavericks are like, no, we don't want no G League dude. We want Anthony Davis. Oh, I don't know, but okay, fine. I don't know who's going to end up winning this trade. I think it's automatically the reflexive thing, Noel, is, oh, the Lakers just absolutely shafted Dallas and the NBA. You know, they just sent Luka there. But did they really? I don't know. I mean, could AD go with Kyrie and do something in Dallas? Maybe.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, you see the high ceiling that AD can have if he stays healthy. You also see what the Lakers are looking for in Luka. But you also see why the Mavs want to make that move. I came up with the same things you did, John. The money and his temperament and apparently his diet. And these are whispers we've been hearing out of Dallas, but not as loud as you hear other stars be talked about in the media. But now we're seeing how at least serious the Dallas Mavericks took it.
Yeah, for Luka, this is really not a good deal because, look, I spent I used to live in L.A., and, of course, I was the pre- and post-game show host on Fox for the Lakers for a few years during the height of Shaq and Kobe, so know a little bit about the franchise, worked at Staples Center, now Crypto.com, so I know a little bit about that franchise. And my mom has lived in Dallas for 43, 44 years or something, and I've probably spent, I don't know, how many hundreds of nights of my life in Dallas. I got married there with my beautiful bride, with the Maven. I know Dallas really well. So I know both markets really well, okay? Given the choice, I would rather live in Dallas. I'm not really a super fan of either city, be honest with you, but for Luka, this is, first off, he loses out on Supermax because the only team that could Supermax him would be the Mavericks. Lakers can't do that. So he loses out on all that money. Then you go from zero state income tax to California. Trust me, I know about the 12.3% state income tax in California. 12.3%. So if you're making $40 million a year, you're looking at $5 million in state income tax you have to pay in California. You don't have to pay in Texas. $5 million. Yeah, he lost a lot of money in this whole thing. A lot. So on him, he lost somewhere. Probably he lost he lost at least $100 million.
Yep. That's what I saw. I saw that Supermax number. I was like, oh, this makes more sense, actually. And to me, it's kind of like a signal of where we might be headed in the NBA in terms of front office and team building.
So, yeah, no, it's interesting because now Trey sits back and goes, hey, you know, does that trade look so bad anymore? Because last night, even though the Hawks lost their eighth straight game, Trey had 34 points and 17 assists. But 34 and 17, you know, I mean, come on. Let's be clear here. 34 and 17, those are not all-star numbers, all right? He's got to do better than that, all right? If he was 50 and 25, okay, maybe he might be a fringe all-star player. If he got to 70 points and 35 assists, okay, maybe he's on the team. God bless America. 34 and 17. Yeah, not an all-star. Halliburton had 15 and 8. Oh, that's an all-star. Come on. God. Whatever. I just chuckle at the whole thing, you know? Because maybe the Hawks don't look so bad, you know, in terms of this you know, revisionist history here. Now you look back on that trade and go, "Wait, dude's 270 pounds, can't stay healthy." You know, the Mavericks, who had the Mavericks trading Luka before the Hawks trading Trey? Who had, Noel, who had that?
Answer the Lakers at that. Lakers.
I know. I mean, right. Because wasn't it Trey who was supposed to go to the Lakers?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep. It was supposed to be the Hawks that didn't want their superstar. And we lost the trade. And we're going to sell them to the Lakers. And right. What do you know?
And then, of course, the trade deadline comes up on Thursday. But this just opens the doors. I mean, could it be just the wildest of wild trade deadlines now? Because nobody saw this coming last night, right? I mean, nobody.
I 100%
it wasn't like
agree
whispered
with
or rumored or nothing.
Nah, this opens a whole new door none of us even thought. I mean, you had people asking, is it fake, like over and over again last night.
Well, yeah, I did. I thought it was fake.
Yeah, because it just felt fake.
I got up at about 6:45 this morning, and, you know, I came down to get my coffee, and I crack open the iPad just to see what's going on, and I go to X first for whatever reason, and then I saw the first posting of, you know, it was like Luka was trending, and so Luka traded to the Lakers. I'm like, oh, this is a joke. And then I was like, oh, it's Shams. Oh, you know, and then I had to sit there and look at it for a second. It's like, and then I had to go to like ESPN.com.
I did the same exact thing, John. I went to ESPN.com.
Is this real?
Is this real?
You know, because you know how it is on X. You got to check, you know. you gotta check.
I mean, you see something that wild. That's your first initial thought. That's not real.
Yeah, that's not real. You know, I mean, the square on Mars is real. Did you see the? Because I had to tweet this out. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't believe in aliens. But the square on Mars, I have to say, is fascinating. I had to tweet it this morning because when they came out and said, you know, that what the global surveyor saw, it has the same dimensions. And then from the walls that are still apparently walls, who knows, still standing, the same slope. 51.5 degrees, same dimensions and same slope on the sides as the Great Pyramids of Pisa in Giza. I went, okay, that's a little too weird. Wait, it's the exact same, you know, it's the dimensions are the same, corner to corner, end to end, side to side, and the slope on the walls is as the pyramids in Egypt? Yeah. All right, that's a little weird.
Wow, that is weird.
Okay, that's a little strange because Elon's out there like, we got to get men to Mars to study this thing now. I'm like, go ahead and go, dude. Just send them up. Go. Because, you know, if they were to, you know, if they were to go to that place and look at that square and it would, you know, verify all this information that the global surveyor did, and they were to find, you know, an old relic, like, you know, a Coke bottle or something, you know, it'd be like, you know, it would be the biggest story in the history of the world, right? If they were to find, like, evidence of civilization on Mars, oh, come on. It'd be the biggest story ever. Well, maybe short of, you know, Jesus. But, I mean, outside of that, I mean, it'd be the biggest story ever. You want to talk about, oh, this can't be real? So there were two things that couldn't be real last night. The Mars Global Surveyor picture of the square of Mars, which has the same dimensions and slope angle as the pyramids of Giza, and Luka Doncic being traded. Doncic being traded to the Lakers. I don't know. How's this going to work? Is it going to be like Luka wins multiple titles? How Luka and, of course, I don't even know what he's going to play, but Luka and LeBron, that's going to be, I mean, look, the Lakers could win 35 games in a row. I don't know. I mean, it could work out great, but aren't they kind of like, both, I've got to be the center of attention and kind of handle the ball, guys.
I mean, the same thing, John.
Aren't they kind of like the same dude? I mean, aren't they? It's not like they're off-ball players, not post players. They're both really big, strong, athletic, you know, put the ball in my hands guy, right? I mean, they're both essentially quasi-point guards. Oh, okay. Anyway, talk show works this way, 404-726-0929. You're a guest, not a caller. I'm here for another 2.5 hours. I want to talk to you about the Luka trade. I want to talk to you about the Falcons free agents because we got to get into that. Let's talk about the Hawks trade here because the Hawks, you know, what are they going to do? I have a thought about that too, so we can jump into that. And by the Braves also are making potential news here because there's a lot of chatter about guys like Dylan Cease and Michael King, David Robertson. So the Braves could be making moves. The Hawks could be making moves. The Falcons could be making moves. We know United's already made one, maybe two moves. Everybody in town is shifting right now, and the Dream's made a couple of big moves too. So there isn't a team that isn't moving right now in Atlanta. So if you're a Braves fan, Hawks fan, Falcons fan, you all want to jump in here, you could do that at 404-726-0929. Let's talk about your team in town right now this morning on a Sunday morning live from the Northern Kia Studios with John Fricke on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Gearing up for the big game? We are too. Join us on the Moth Podcast for a special episode dedicated to hilarious true stories about football, family, and growing up.
I loved Franco Harris so much that in 1975, I invited him to my bar mitzvah. And it was so cool that he actually sent me a telegram.
Each week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, and above all, true. Find the Moth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 99 The Game, Northern Kia Studios. John Fricke with you on a Sunday morning. 404-726-0929 for you in Ackworth. That's dialing a phone, okay? And you don't have to actually use the one that goes rotary anymore. Did you ever use a rotary phone, Noel? Did you ever do that? Or are you too young?
Yeah, I was too young. I've seen it. It was in the house, but I was too young to actually use it.
Yeah. They were a hassle. because then your finger would slip out of the thing, and it would, instead of going, and then you'd have to wait for it, go, and then you would draw all the way back. It took forever to dial a phone. But anyway, so you know how to punch the numbers in. Of course, you should just save the number and just hit send, and then, of course, you'd be a guest on the program at 404-726-0929. Let's talk a little bit about all of this here with you. The Luka trade, now the Hawks, what are they going to do here? You know, I was pounding the table, saying that they had to make a big move, and then I went, okay, Jalen got hurt. Now they're not going to make a big move. Now I'm kind of back to, hey, listen, maybe if this is going to go wackadoodle, maybe the Hawks ought to try and make a bigger move, not so much to try to save this season, because I don't know if they're saving anything, they're just not saving this season. But, you know, to have that person, whoever that person is, I'm not using, you know, let's say I use the initials Brandon Ingram. I'm not saying that should be it, but I mean, you were to make a move that would be for Jalen Johnson to return next year and not just keep kicking the can down the road, which is what the Hawks have done for how long they've been in town? 59 years? 60. Is next year like 60th season of the Hawks? I think it might be. It might be the 60th. Hawks 60th season. It might be. 404-726-0929. Meat is first up. Meat, what is shaking?
John, what's happening, John? Now, what I'm about to say may sound somewhat asinine, but I think it's time for him to trade Trey. Now, I love Trey. I wish we could win with him, but the Hawks aren't aggressive enough to spend money on superstars to help him win. So I think it's time to start over. It'll be better for both parties. Trey finally gets somewhere where he can win. And the Hawks just started to because it'll change the trajectory of the franchise because they're trying to develop superstars and it ain't working.
What would you want for him?
I mean, it would have to be draft picks early, at least because it's not working. So it's time to just start over.
Oh, okay, again, when you say draft, can you be a little bit more specific?
I mean, you should get a king's ransom for Trey. You should get first rounders. I mean, that's all. Second rounders really don't matter in basketball, but you should get a haul for him.
Well, if I traded Trey, I would want 3 first round picks, non protected.
Of course.
And then then, of course, you're going to have to get a third team involved because you're going to have to do a whole bunch of – we got to find $45 million to match contracts, right, because NBA trades are complicated.
I mean, of course, it's just the technicality of the NBA, but I think – yeah, I think it's time, though, because he can't continue to race his career. So I think next year, if they don't win next year, they're probably the last year anyway.
Yeah, no, I look, you're not getting any argument from me because to me, what you just said is the reason you trade Trey, okay? Not because I want to trade Trey because I'm mad at him or he's not, but because you're not doing him any favors by not helping him out. I think the franchise has let him down, not the other way around.
I ain't going to say they let him down. They tried.
I think they owe that to him.
They did put forth effort into building the team around him, but it just didn't work. That 20, I think it was 2021 when we made the East Conference final.
Well, yeah, and thanks to him.
We regress ever since then.
Well, and then they traded away those guys that made it possible. You know, we don't want no Herder. You know, we don't want Solo was the. And then they didn't go out and get somebody to replace Solomon Hill.
But what you had to pay Herder, he wasn't really worth it, though. Herder, because he'll come in the big spots, he never stepped up. He was good, but he wasn't good enough to pay him that much money and not produce at crunch time. That was Herder's fault.
I understand me. No, I get you. Do I think they will do it? No, but is it?
No, I don't think so.
I appreciate the call, Meat. But it's not out of the question because nobody saw what was coming last night, right? No. And I can tell you, the proof of the fact that nobody saw it coming is it caught all of the NBA people off guard, okay? The Shams of the world, you know? If Woj was still working, he was caught off guard. I mean, nobody knew. The Dallas Mavericks people, none of the people in Los Angeles, nobody knew this coming, right? So they kept this, they kept that on the down low. So, I mean, is that totally out of the question? I think last night proved that nothing is out of the question. Now, would it surprise us? Yeah. Did last night surprise us? Hell yeah. So, who knows? I mean, look at it this way. I mean, everybody knows Clint and Bogey are gone, right? We all know that. Bogey's out. They list him out personal. They list Clint out back. Not out back steakhouse, but out with a back injury, which is, just put it personal, just out trying to trade, out trying to trade, okay? Clint and Bogey are gone, okay? They're shipping them off, you know, they'll take nothing for them, second round picks. They're just done. Now they're not going to try and do that. They're going to get involved in a three team and try and do something. We'll see what they do in terms of trying to revise some draft capital or whatever they turn out of it. I think that's what they're after is draft capital. Because the Hawks are a young team. I mean, Trey's only 26, and he's the old guy. You start looking at Jalen. How old is Jalen? 22? I mean, Zach's 19. Dyson's, 20, 21? Okongwu's probably 22, 23. Maybe, I don't know, maybe he's been around a couple of years. Maybe 23, 24. But Trey is the only one over 25, right? He's got to be.
Of your core,
Yeah, the core of this team is really, really young. And I'm just talking about Trey. Because, you know, Risa Shea is 19. Well, he's a teenager. I mean, Dyson's barely not a teenager. And this is a really young basketball team. And so, I don't know. We'll see how they kind of go here. Let's go to Nathan. He's on with John, 404-726-0929 on this Sunday morning. Good morning to you, Nathan.
Hello. Yes, I prefer a Zion Williamson, sir.
Okay.
And he is a veteran player. He'll give you rebound, and he'll fill the 20-point scorer.
What do you want to give up for him?
State Farm Arena and the black culture.
The culture.
Zion Williamson.
It's the winning culture that I'm interested in. So tell me about why. What would you be interested in with Zion here? What would you give up?
Uh, Maybe a Clint.
I mean, you say you want him. Guy, it's
maybe
not free. Okay. You walk into a store and you see something you like, the store owner doesn't say, "Yeah, I'll just take it." I mean, you got to pay for it, right? So,
maybe
what are you willing
Clint
to pay
Capella,
for?
Because Clint Capella can't shoot no free throws now. Or Clint Capella
stop
can't
it.
Shoot
you think
from the outside.
The Pelicans are going and hanging up the phone. Next.
Hello?
Well, I'm just saying you can want Zion. I would like Zion too. At what cost? Are you willing to trade Jalen Johnson to get Zion?
Well, you might want to trade Jalen Johnson because Jalen Johnson sure has is out for the season and he's damaged goods.
Okay. That's interesting thought there. Thanks. Appreciate the call, Nathan. Yeah, everybody, you know, when you're doing okay. So when you're doing trade machine stuff, just try and keep in mind a couple of things. NBA trades are unusual compared to other leagues. You have to match salaries, okay? Which is why nobody's talking about the guy that's really kind of important in all of this for the Atlanta Hawks. He's a guy you haven't ever seen in a Hawks uniform because they traded for him. Then they sent him home to Indiana, and they said, play video games and watch Hoosiers basketball. Don't show up at the practice facility. Don't come to any games. Hell, don't even come to Atlanta. Just bypass it unless you're changing planes. Don't ever come here. And that's a guy named Cody Zeller, who's sitting around in his home in Indiana, tweeting about Indiana Hoosier games where he makes $3.5 million to do nothing. He doesn't have to play in the G League. He doesn't have to work out. He doesn't have to show up. He doesn't have to even be in Atlanta because the Hawks don't want him. But that $3.5 million that he's due this year and next year and the year after, that's a trade match number. So he becomes this pawn that you could stick in and, okay, we'll throw Cody Zeller into the mix to try and match up trade. Because you got to match salaries. So if you want to trade for somebody that's making $40 million, you have got to give up $40 million. It's just stupid, but it's the way the NBA works. I don't know if it's stupid. It's just the way it sort of kind of falls here. So you got to match salaries in a trade. We're not talking about free agency. We're talking about trades. And so that was designed by the NBA. The reason the NBA came up with this match thing was that they didn't want super teams, you know, forming because some owner would cut a backroom deal with another owner about, you know, his yacht or something, and I'm going to trade Luka Doncic to, you know, the Lakers for Bronny. You know, they didn't want that, okay? So they said, okay, you got to match up salaries when it comes to trades. Let's go to Chief. Hey, Chief, welcome to the show.
What's happening, Chief? Good morning, Mr. Dunn. John, it was an interesting night, I tell you. When I got up this morning, I did the same thing. I let it look twice and said, what? What is this? I thought somebody was playing me. Okay? Now, for all Hawks fans who the whole Trey and we need to get rid of Trey and all of this, I mean, personally, I think we need to keep Trey. Dyson Daniels is a great match to play besides Trey. If we're going to trade any of these players, the wild card to me is Jalen Johnson. Because in his short career, he's this nagging injury thing or in these injuries. It's just like having Zion, so maybe the guy had a point. I don't know, but it's just like having Zion. So my thing, the players we can trade right now, I would look at Capella, Bumpkin, Bogey. Maybe DeAndre Hunter if I'm getting to bring a Ingram back. But if I'm going after a big guy, what is the guy in Portland doing right now? DeAndre Ayton, that's a big contract. But we got to think big to win. So
I agree. I mean, but again, I just want to be clear, Chief. The reason I'd be willing to trade Trey is not because I don't like Trey. It's because this franchise has not been able to help Trey, and
yeah,
it's been I think unfair. I really unfair to him.
Yeah, that's the scary part, John, because we didn't do a good job. We traded Dominique. I'm an old guy like you, so I just remember trading Dominique for Danny Manning, and they left a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah, I know, in a way, you know what's so funny, though, Chief? So unfair. Look, I admit a little bit here to being a little biased. I know Danny Manning a little, and I know Dominique a little. Danny Manning is one of the nicest guys you ever want to meet. So is Dominique. They're both really nice guys. And so Danny Manning gets, you know, scraped over the coals by old head fans. It wasn't Danny Manning's fault. And Danny didn't play bad here. He was only here for 20-some games, and he played okay. But it wasn't like Danny's like, what did I do? You know, I mean, I'm sitting in my locker, and they walk up to me and say, you're going to Atlanta. I mean,
I just think that year was just a magic year. And that was our opening. And if you remember correctly, I mean, what Jordan was out, right? He wasn't even playing that year. And it's just like, that was just our opening.
Yeah, I think it was in a lot of ways the worst trade in the sports history of Atlanta. Why you would even make that trade at that time, I don't want to go back over it because it just makes me angry. But
the stupidest trade. The whole thing with Trey and Luka, that the national media, all this thing you gave Trey, oh, Trey can't do this. He's this. He's a malcontent. He get coaches fired. Somebody in Dallas, they really didn't like Luka. I mean, because that trade was uneven. To me, the Lakers got over.
It's possible. Yeah, Chief, I appreciate it. I'm late for a break here. It's possible the Lakers got over, but the Mavericks are saying, we called them because – again, this dude's 270 pounds. He's not taking care of himself. And by the way, we're not paying him Supermax $345 million not to take care of himself. So the Mavs are like, good luck. Try and corral that. You know, that's the problem with Zion, too. Some of these guys, you know, they don't take care of themselves. And Zion and Luka have the same problem. It's called Golden Corral. They got Golden Corral disease, if you know what I mean. All right, quick break as we continue. Live on Sports Radio 99 The Game. It is a Sunday morning. Reacting to the shocking news that Luka was traded to the Lakers, and what do you think the Hawks are going to do now? What do the Falcons do? What do the Braves do? And more on Sports Radio 99 The Game. It's a Sunday morning on Sports Radio 99 The Game from the Northern Kia Studios. Every team in town right now, literally every team in town is making some kind of news or potentially going to make some kind of news. Of course, everybody talking about Luka being traded to the Lakers, and that's the big kind of headline this morning, the shocking headline that rocked the NBA and the sports world last night. Luka and Anthony Davis going to the Mavericks. There are other players involved, but those are the two that are really important. And the Hawks, of course, lose last night again. They've lost eight in a row as they fell to the Pacers last night. And in the process here, Clint and Bogey are not with the team. Listed for other reasons, personal and back and stuff like that. But we all know why they're not with the team. They're listed as out because we're trying to trade them. And they're going to be gone from this team soon. And there could be others involved, too, that we just don't know about yet. Maybe they don't even know about him yet. I mean, DeAndre Hunter last night did not have a good game. He did not help the Hawks if the Hawks want to move DeAndre Hunter because he played 29 minutes and you barely even knew he was on the floor. He played 29 minutes. He won for 5 for 4 points. It was like, weren't you supposed to be like sixth man of the year stuff? And I'm not pointing fingers, but the Hawks lost by 5, getting 29 minutes and 4 points out of DeAndre. I mean, Gary Bird did his thing. Risa Shea played really well. Dyson played really well. DeAndre was like nowhere to be found. Okay. Dominic Barlow played fairly well. He started and played pretty well. You know, I mean, hell of a lot better than Dre, that's for sure. Anyway, so we all know that that's coming. The Falcons are in the same boat here. Let's not forget, it's February 2nd, okay? Senior Bowl going on, all that kind of stuff, right? And we got the Super Bowl a week from today, the Pro Bowl games. Oh, yeah, I know, we couldn't wait the Pro Bowl games. Oh, yeah. But the Combine's coming up, and then you have March 10th, which is 5 weeks away, and March 10th is a huge day. That's the day that legal tampering begins, really start a free agency in the NFL. What are they going to do with Kirk Cousins? If you're a Falcons fan, are you willing to trade Kyle Pitts, and what do you want for him? Are you willing to trade Grady Jarrett, and what do you want for him? You know, because teams are going to be calling here. You know, that's the way things are going to work as we head towards free agency here. For the Braves, you know, there's a lot of chatter about Dylan Cease. Could the Braves get a Dylan Cease? Could they get a Michael King? David Robertson's name came up. I know that for you baseball fans, David Robertson's like 90. But look, on a one-year deal to help the pen, sure, I'm good with that. By the way, if the Braves were to get Dylan Cease, let's just say they got him. If you got Dylan Cease to go with Jurickson Profar, I think that Cease and Profar would make this offseason at the worst a push. You lost Max, I understand. You lost AJ. You lost Arnaud. But if you add Profar and Cease, I'm going to call that a push. Yeah, I'll call it a push. So, but if you got Robertson on a 1 year, to help for AJ, yeah, maybe it's a push. Or maybe the Braves actually did a little bit better because maybe Cease comes here and goes full Chris Sale. You never know. I mean, Provar's certainly going to help in a position where they really needed help. So, and if you have, if you could do it without giving up Drake Baldwin, all right, maybe it's even more of a, less of a, maybe it's a good thing. But we're reacting to that, so I need a Falcons caller who wants to talk about, do you want to trade Kyle Pitts? Do you want to trade Grady Jarrett? Do you want to, do you think we ought to try and load up on draft picks? What should the Hawks do with Clint Capela and Bogey? Should they try and load up on draft picks? Look, the Hawks are stuck, okay? Because of the DeJounte trade, they to the Spurs, one of the things they traded was this year's number one. And the Spurs are not about to give that back because the Hawks are trending towards lottery, which would put the Spurs into the lottery. The Hawks would love to have that pick back now because they're trending towards lottery. And look, ping pong balls happened for them last year with Ricochet. Boy, if ping pong balls, wouldn't it kill the Hawks? Oh, my God, Noel, do you know how bad it would kill the Hawks if the Spurs won the ping pong balls and got Cooper Flagg?
Ugh.
Can you imagine that? Hawks don't make the playoffs. They fall into the lottery. Spurs win the lottery on a 3% chance and get Cooper Flagg.
That's like worst possible outcome.
Yeah, I know. Because somebody said, hey, you know, I think the Hawks won the trade with DeJounte. Well, we don't know that yet. Because if you haven't seen college basketball and you haven't watched Ace Bailey and Rutgers and Dylan Harper, and if you haven't watched Cooper Flagg at Duke, there are two or three guys that are like, oh, yeah, Cooper Flagg at Duke, yeah, he's going to be a star. So I'm just saying. Let's hear. Johnny, welcome to the show. Hey, Johnny, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I think Luka Doncic, when he goes to the Lakers now, I don't think he's going to be taking too much from LeBron. I mean, I think he feels that he's just as good as LeBron is, and I think he is because that dude has some super offense that no one can stop. Now, probably because he's overweight now, I don't think that's going to affect his offense because he doesn't seem like he works on speed anyway. But on defense, I guess having been too fat, that might be a problem. But his attitude, he's not going to take anything from LeBron. And I don't think LeBron will be able to tell him what to do. Now, you mentioned...
Well, now, here's
the
thing about that, too. Okay. I don't think this is a move designed by the Lakers to have LeBron and Luka coexist because... Okay. Essentially, they're the same guy, right? They're the same height. They're huge point guards. They're big, strong guys, attack the rim, shoot threes. I mean, essentially, the same kind of guy. So I don't think it's about them coexisting. I think it's about just replacing LeBron with Luka.
Okay, I got you. Okay, and then also, the Lakers, they've been losing so much, you would think that they would have some good draft choices, but maybe they've already, by getting these great stars and stuff that they already traded
away a lot. Matter of fact, the one first round pick that the Hawks happen to have right now is from the Lakers.
Right.
Yeah, no, they traded away a lot. But I'm okay. Look, if you're later in the draft, you know, trading away, if you've got a good team, trading away draft picks is really kind of meaningless in a lot of ways.
Right.
I mean, the only thing you don't want to do is trade away lottery picks like the Hawks may have done this year oh my God. You know, that's why you had the whole thing about protected picks, you know, and when they convey and that all that kind of stuff. You know, it's 1 to 12 protected, 1 to 10 protected, doesn't convey until the following year, and then it's 1 for 17. NBA trades, as I said, even with draft picks, become very complicated.
Right. And their greatest years were when they had Jerry West, right? As a, I guess, I don't know what position he he filled in the office of the L.A., but I think it was when Jerry West.
Oh, I thought you were talking about as a player. I was going to go, yeah, I mean, Jerry West was a great player, but I'm not sure that that was those were the greatest years. They, they had some other guys, Magic, Kareem, you know, they had, you know, the Shaq and Kobe thing going. So, Jerry West was a great executive. Hey, look, Jerry West pulled off one of the greatest trades in the history of sports when he traded, made the trade, the Vlade Divac trade that with Memphis that landed him some kid named Kobe, right?
Okay. Yes, you're right. And one last thing on the Hawks. You mentioned all the young people that they had. I wasn't aware of that. Couldn't they just say, hey, we're going to give these guys another 2 years and see what happens to them since they're so young?
Which guys are you talking about?
You know, I don't follow the team, but I just heard you mention all these guys that are real young and they just haven't matured yet. And I'm just saying, could you just wait to see how they mature, like another 2 years?
Well, yeah, I think that's the plan. Yeah. No. I think that, Johnny, that's the plan. I mean, unless Dallas was to call and offer you Luka, or if, you know, somebody wanted to call, you know, San Antonio says, hey, are you interested in SGA? We want Trey and Jalen. I would go, oh, okay. I mean, but no, otherwise, that's the plan. Do appreciate it. Let's go to Chin. He joins us here on Sports Radio 92 on the Game on a Sunday morning. Hey, Chin, welcome to the show.
Hey, John. Love your show. Just want to say three things, and I'll stick around because I really want to go back and forth with you and get your opinion on this. First thing is, the rumor is that the guy who traded Luka Doncic used to be the Nike guy who actually screwed up the Steph Curry Nike contract. If that's true, that's a really small world thing. Two, I'm wondering if Mark Cuban was still in such a position where he could say, I do what I want with the team that I want. Does Luka stay there because Mark says, look, bro, I'm going to pull you to the side. You, me, and Dirk are going to go on a boys' weekend, and then I'm going to leave you and Dirk alone, and Dirk's going to tell you that all you got to do is lose a handful of pounds because Mark's going to treat you like a god because he does for me. And since Luka looks at Dirk like, you know, both an idol and a big brother, he might have ended up changing his ways. And the third thing is, and I've talked to you about this before, if you're going to trade Trey, the most obvious thing is, let's send him to OKC. They've got a ton of picks. Their guard is Alex Caruso, who's great for defense, but he's not an offense. Trey goes back to Oklahoma, which is his home. And the media there is very friendly because, one, it's little big town. And number two, they realize that when you kind of piss a guy off like they did with KD, all you do is run him off. So they're probably once bit twice shy. Just want to see what your ideas are on that.
Well, I don't think Mark Cuban has much any say with the Mavericks anymore. He sold the majority of the team. He's a minority owner, so he doesn't really have...
Right.
Not like they're consulting him on moves. I mean, no, look, if you want to trade Trey, you know, it's not a question of, hey, you don't say, hey, where would you like to go unless you have a no trade clause. So I think, you know, it's like what's best for our franchise. And if Oklahoma City makes you the best offer, then sure. If Minnesota says, you know, Ant-Man for Trey, or I'm not saying that this is the trade. I mean, you say, sure. I mean, Detroit says Kate Cunningham and three number ones or whatever. You know, I mean, you do whatever is best for your franchise. I mean, my goal is not to send him back to Norman. I mean.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is that every time we talk about Trey, the only two or three things we always talk about is he got traded for Luka, and then we end up giving up a lot of picks to try to pair him up with somebody. How do we get those picks back?
Well, that may be what they're, but don't be shocked if the Clint and remember, Clint's got an expiring and Bogey's got a deal. If those are done for wasteoid players and picks, okay? In other words, you're taking on a bad contract in order to pick up, you know, a couple of three draft picks here. That may be what they're intending to do.
But, I mean, would they be, like, a first-round pick? Because, like, OKC is sitting on
Maybe. Possibly. I mean, yes, possibly. I mean, it could be, you know, a protected pick, you know. That's the problem again. Picks don't convey. I mean, You don't, they're not going to get a first round unprotected pick. That's not going to happen. You just don't trade those anyway.
Yeah, the only reason why I say that is because I used to live in Tulsa doing oil and gas, and I still do oil and gas now. And every time that seems that suspiciously, if the NBA has got to make something happen, it gets washed somehow through the Thunder. And that's only kind of stopped recently because I think Clayton Bennett, to go along and get along in the devil's bargain of getting the Sonics into OKC. Also, I think Bennett has aspirations to get to the league office in some capacity higher than just yet another owner.
Well, but he's also done a really damn good job. I mean, look, he made that franchise relevant, and then it went into the tank, and he remade it relevant again. I mean, he's done a hell of a better job than anybody here in Atlanta's done.
Yeah, but that's more Presti than I think Clayton Bennett, right? I mean, Presti's one of probably like the top three
well,
or four.
All right, whatever. I mean, I'm just saying Oklahoma City's done a better job by and large. Do appreciate it. Oklahoma City's a nice town. Thanks. I got to take a break here, Jen. Oklahoma City's a nice town. If you've never been there, it's a nice town, but it's, you know, compared to Atlanta, it's a small town. I mean, it's a big city, okay? It's like Indianapolis. I mean, it's a big town. It's, you know, probably pushing 2 million people anymore. But compared to Atlanta, Atlanta's pushing 7 million people. I mean, it's a much bigger market than Oklahoma City. All right, quick break as we get to the top of the hour. It is a Sunday morning. Talking about the Falcons knocking on the door. We got to get into this discussion 5 weeks away from legal tampering. I want to hear a Falcons fan talk to me about trades. I want to hear a Braves fan. Haven't heard a Braves fan this morning talking about, do you believe this Dylan Cease stuff? Would you say if you got Dylan Cease and then signed David Robertson, would that be a push for you in this offseason? Would you be happy with that? Would that make your offseason to say, okay, you know, it sucked at first, but Alex rebounded nicely? 404-726-0929. And what do you do with the Hawks after the shocking news last night on Sports Radio 92 on the game?